upon a star. Makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. Is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, like dreamers do. Fate is kind, she brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and pulls you through. And you wish upon a star, your dream comes true.
From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, I'm not sure who's at the controls this morning, but they obviously need cobalamin tonic or... Gosh, I was just trying to blame it on somebody, and it doesn't work like that. Good morning. This is Open Phone Friday. Patrick Timpone. It's a beautiful day. Well, not quite, but who cares? I think the sun's going to come out. When you wish upon a star, I didn't catch that whole lyric, but fate is kind. Let me see if we can find the lyrics. I loved it. Just something about that kind of stuff. Just gets me. I think I was a songwriter in a past life, probably. Lyrics to When You Wish. Of course, the classic line that, what great lyrics here. When a star is born, they possess a gift or two. One of them is this: they have the power to make a wish come true. When you wish upon a star, it makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come true. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do, fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. That doesn't get much better than that, does it? Fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. Songwriters, Lee Harline and Ned Washington. My goodness. What a great song, huh? Anyway, good morning. It's Open Phone Friday. All those who call in this morning and the first timers get themselves a terrific One Radio Network tie-dye t-shirt. I had to learn how to spell tie-dyed again because every time I put that on the front page, I forget how to spell it. Okay, we're going to have fun this morning. I don't know why. I just feel like we're going to have a lot of fun. And the more people that call, the more fun we have. Because I just like talking to you guys and girls. And what is your story? Come on in. Come on. So I'm disciplining myself just for the discipline of it. Cobalamin tonic just twice a week. It's been going on for a month now or so, and just Wednesday and Friday. So today's cobalamin tonic day. Wednesday, I thought for Andrew Goss, might as well have a little bit of cobalamin magic to understand and follow some of the stuff he does with the real world of money. It's like, whoa. Sometimes my head just explodes. And to keep track of all that stuff, you know, the mortgage-backed securities, and you do this, and it's the debits and credits, which is really fascinates me. Just really fascinates me. I love it. It's just like one of my favorite subjects. I've learned so much from Andrew over the last, gosh, 20 years. Hold on a minute. I love the ad that Sharon's helping out a little bit because she's just a bomb. And even though she's on to her own adventures, she put this great, great picture up. Did you see that on the front page? Geez. I saw it last night. It was great. Look at the picture on the front page there. It's got the dog with little glasses and the blue phone. That's so cool. I saw it last night. It's great. Yeah, dear, it's the real deal. Yeah, what a great shot. Yeah. Lower where she finds these things. Oh, we actually have a service that we pay for once a month to get a lot of different photogs. Because you got to do that these days. But why? Because it's just not cool to just use a picture. And before you know it, somebody says, "Hey, what are you using that picture?" And I get that, boy. It's a lot of that going around on the interweb. So we just pay a place. And they got some cool stuff. They got some cool stuff. As you can see, I bet that's where she got that picture of that dog in the blue phone. Okay, you don't have to have a blue phone to call, but you can call 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I wonder where the word discipline comes from. So I was talking about the Kabbalah-Main Tonic thing and discipline and delaying gratification. Now, somebody said, why would you want to delay gratification? Because just for a discipline. For example, in my spiritual path at Kinkar, we are encouraged, if we are healthy to do it, to just fast on Friday, all day long. Friday fast. And it's really purely out of the discipline of the idea that you do it. Just to say, okay, well, I mean, I can eat that hot dog, but I can wait. You know, that kind of idea. And the soul gets a little bit stronger from that, just the discipline of it. So that's how one of my things I do with Kabbalah-Main Tonic is I love it so much. The taste of it. But so I said, well, I'll discipline myself to 2 times a week, just twice. And I think the word discipline, I think the word disciple comes from discipline. That might be an Adam question. I bet it does. Isn't there a place where you can... There used to be a website we knew where you put in the word and it tells you where it comes from. Yeah. Source of the word discipline. Like a type. Oh, so the source of the word disciple, origin of the word disciple. That's what we want, right? Then you go back to disciple. Old English from the Latin, disciplus, from learner, from discern, learn, reinforce the old French disciple. Maybe they're not connected. Who knows? Anyway, that's kind of fun. You can do that with different things like that. In the Catholic religion, we were brought up in the idea of Lent is the same thing. Spiritual paths have talked about that, and they've changed them around and do stuff, you know. In Lent, we're 40 days, and then Jesus, of course, fasted 40 days, 40 nights. Boy, that'll wake you up, wouldn't it? 40 days, 40 nights. People go out and fast and see things on the inner worlds or see things about themselves that they never noticed before by not stuffing their face with Pop-Tarts. Oh, man, that's interesting. Yeah, so it's all about the soul doing the discipline, learning something about himself, herself, which is spiritual growth. And then oftentimes, too, people have been known to actually do some real pretty hardcore fasting and things like that. And and had some extra, you know, some spiritual experiences out of their body, but we're not encouraged to use fasting for that on my path. But people have done that. Here's our phone number. We have a couple of lines now, too. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. We are once a year, my path hacking car, we do a worldwide seminar up in Chanhassen, Minnesota, which is going on this weekend. Our spiritual new year is October 22nd, which is, I guess, Sunday, right? So Saturday night. Tomorrow night is New Year's Eve for me. And so I'm going to do this seminar this weekend. That's going to be great fun. It's already starting. Starts about Thursday. I'm not going to bring my body there this year. It didn't work out to have the body there, so I'm just going to do it at home and participate at home. So, and this is kind of a really interesting, fun one that you guys may enjoy hearing about. I don't know a great deal about it, except that it is what it is. Is we've talked before that if you look into the great cycles of planets and Earth, nations and men, we are in what is called the Kali Yuga, K-A-L-I. Many spiritual paths know about this. This is not, once again, you know, Eckankar is just a study of what is, what's going on, and just being more aware of everything. So it's not a specific religion that, you know, that throws away all the other ones, because all the other ones are part of it, are part of the glob of God. The glob of God. I need to get that website, right? Theglobofgod.com. I wonder if that's available. Could be. You know. Anyway, so Earth, I mean, everything, planet, everything in the physical reality is in fact in the Kali Yuga, which is the worst of the worst. It's just a real, you know, it's just like, we go from the golden age to the silver, to the copper, and to the Kali Yuga. And the Kali Yuga goes for 432,000 years. Ugh, that's a long time, wouldn't you say? The whole huge Yuga, where things come into existence probably in the form of maybe light or sound and light. See, now I don't know why this other line is ringing. It should go to the first one first. Oh, that's okay. Is 4,320,000 years. 4,320,000. And the idea is that after 4,320,000, that the whole thing starts over again. God will take an in-breath, and do it all over again. And then souls that aren't finished up learning their little stuff, learning all the little lessons we learn, get to go up to and rest as the whole thing gets rebuilt over again. It's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. And as I said, many, many spiritual paths talk about the same idea in different words. So I guess if all the spiritual paths in the world got together, they'd agree on these kind of things. I don't know how much else, so they'd agree. Probably everything. It's only the you know, the religions when they're down on earth and telling people what to do and stuff that they argue about stuff like in the Middle East. You know, no, it was this guy. He was the main dude. No, it was his brother George. You know, that kind of stuff. But, you know, that's all part of the Kali Yuga, which is the rough. It's the rough part. Now, here's the good news. Ready? Good news? The good news is that beginning on Sunday, on Earth are going through, and I don't know if it's on the other planets as well. It could very well be. I guess it is. It's above my pay grade. But anyway, are going into a golden age. We are going into a golden age. It's been kind of warming up the last few years and officially begin midnight Sunday night. So if you're feeling like your fortunes are going to improve, you're probably right. And you might as well take part in it too and start thinking about some things that you might want to turn gold for yourself in many ways. Your relationships, turn that into gold. If it's kind of like just humming around, or your health, more gold in health, your wealth, of course, to get a little more gold there, or more abundance, and just have a better life. And this golden age cycle is going to go on for a long time. And this is a beautiful thing, even though that you and I and many other sweet souls around the planet, and there's billions of them that we don't know about, that are good, cool, together, evolved people, billions of them. No, they don't have their own talk show, or they don't have their own, they don't write, make movies, or they don't write books, or they don't do whatever. They're just out there being a mom or a dad or whatever they do, and very evolved souls on the planet right now. Very, very evolved souls. It doesn't sound like it, you know, if you would just go and stay on the internet and watch TV and watch movies. If you look at that as the way the world is, you think that it's just going to hell in a handbasket. And at some extent, it is, because it's in the Kali Yuga, but it just depends on what you want to do, that you don't have to participate in that. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? You know what I mean, Garbanzo Bean? You know what I mean, Garbanzo Bean? So it's pretty cool. We earned our way here to do this golden age. And let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. More fun than we're having, even now, today, which is pretty cool. And think about your life. You probably had a pretty cool life thus far. And what are you going to do the rest of your life? Maybe that's something you could tell me. Call me this morning and tell me, what are you going to do the rest of your life? 888-663-6386, email patrick1radionetwork.com. Disciple from Disciplinus, plurus, student or pupil. Yeah, so I see, and then So I would suspect to be a student or a pupil, in Akangar we call them chelas, same thing, a student, chelas. Discipline's important. Discipline's important. Yeah, it is. It is, isn't it? Yeah. That's right. Fate is kind, she brings to those. Fate is kind. I like the way she said, the person said that fate was a she. I have a friend of mine, every time I call God she said, no, God's a he, isn't it? Okay, you're right. She, he, it. Transgender. Ah. Well, you know what I could also do? I have my little, this might be fun too. I have my little book here, and the book called Ekvija, Ancient Science of Prophecy, Life Cycles of Men, Nations, and Planets. And if you'd like to call, tell me what month you were born. I can give you a few little highlights of some of the things according to the Akvija. Of course, this would be like, you know, just a very sketchy kind of scratch the surface kind of idea about you and what's going on in the month you were incarnated in. But it's something. Very powerful and quite accurate. If you could see this Eck wheel, it'll be so. So if you're interested in doing that, call me and I'll tell you some stuff about your different month. If I have enough light in here, boy, there is no light, man. Yeah, I think I can. Oh, I think I can figure out a light here. Yeah, man, it's just wow. Yeah, it's not so much sun, and though there's no light in this studio, I have a ceiling fan as my only light, and it's kind of pretty wimpy light. But I think I can. Oh yeah, I got something. All right, got a little light here. Yeah, it's kind of like when the sun's not shining, boy. I don't have a lot of light. Anyway, so I'd be happy to do that for you and give you a little bit of a the real thing that goes on with the Akvija is that. What we do as soul, we learn how to kind of soul travel and experience things on the soul plane, and then you can move to areas where your soul records are stored, depending on your spiritual evolution. Could be on the third plane, fourth plane, something like that, and then you can check out and see your past lives, and the teacher will help you do that and take you there and all that stuff. My teacher, and you can do that and then learn about your past lives and also even see future lives if that's what you choose, but you always have free will. So that's a real Akvija reading, and most of that is all done in the on the inner worlds, but there are a few souls out there, not too many, that know how to do the Akvija, but usually they're spiritual masters, and they don't speak up a lot. They just kind of hang out. So anyway, but I can give you a little bit of a kind of a Sunday newspaper version of where when you were born, if you'd like. 888-663, that might be fun this morning. 888-663-6386. I mean, as long as you're going into a golden age, then you may as well have some ideas about something or not. Yeah. Okay, I gotta mention that. I want to write that down. We'll do a little bit on. Hi, Patrick. Here's an email. I know you're very up on what's harmful and what's not in the way of EMFs. Love your show. I love my sauna from One Radio Network, too. Oh. Questions are, we're on the boonies in Wickenburg, Arizona, with only internet from using phone as a hotspot. Oh, you have to get to a hotspot. Wow. We can get microwave satellite, but not sure about the safety. I'm checking with Ken to help. I know you live out of town. May I ask what you use for Wi-Fi? We don't have Wi-Fi. We just have we get the internet through a little microwave thing that goes to a little bitty thing about as big as a cell phone, about 100 yards from the house. And then it comes in the house through a wire. You know, satellite is getting faster and faster. And of course, satellite, it's not going to hurt you. It's there all the time. Anyway, satellites are doing it. You know, it's not going to increase anything. I would just look into a satellite, boom, and you get it all right there. Because they're there anyway. They're flying around the Earth anyway. So satellite internet is getting faster. The upload is pretty pithy, and we don't use it here because there is a little delay, and it's kind of not good for broadcast because we're gonna start doing video. Yeah. Anyway, so satellites are there anyway, and the stuff that best of my knowledge, it doesn't affect us whatsoever. Satellite stuff, just like GPS stuff, doesn't affect us. Maybe if you're sitting right next to a GPS transponder, put your hand on it or something, it probably will maybe feel it. So that's what I would do. I would just do a satellite. I got something in the mail the other day. They were advertising for it. Pretty up to 50 megs download, which is really fast, a lot faster than what I get. But then the uploads are real, not much at all. So, you know, I think satellite is the way to go. And I think eventually they're going to want to get everybody to satellite. And it'll probably, the technology will get better and better and better. And I think just on the outside that it's safer. The satellite stuff is much safer than anything else. But you're not going to get the 5G and all that, and that's where it's all going that way too. So ups and downs with it, but if you're out in the boonies, yep. Now, if I were to move out further out in the boonies someday and still want to do broadcast stuff or movies and stuff like that, you'd want to get a hardwire is really the safest they have anywhere you are. When they get a hardwire, copper, that's the cleanest you can get and the fastest and the most dependable. It's really the way to go. Just get a hardwire and wire you up and boom, just wire you up. We're talking with health motivator Daniel Vitalis about testosterone and pine pollen. Some of the guys have asked if taking pine pollen would dampen their own testosterone production.
Well, that's something that can happen with the steroidal forms of isolated bioidentical testosterone, and that's one of the issues bodybuilders who are taking steroids often have. What I want to point out about pine pollen is that it's a whole food, and the amount of testosterone that's present is very rarefied. So these aren't really issues that we experience when we take the whole food form of pine pollen or a tincture of pine pollen, but it is an issue if people are taking synthetic testosterone.
Pine pollen. It's a whole food, it's real, and it works. For you girls, too. Click and order on any of the Sirthrival links. Exquisitely manufactured, only from Daniel Vitalis and Sirthrival on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. And kids, if you want to get some pine pollen, why don't you hang on for a second? Wait till maybe Monday. We're gonna talk to Daniel. We're going to have a sale for just One Radio Network people. They have a new product out called Taboo. Oh, I want to try some for girls and boys, and especially for girls. So, ladies, if you're not as feisty, it's kind of libido, it's kind of like not, you know, hanging out, husband's chasing you around the bed kind of thing. And really? Can you send pictures? Just kidding. Taboo is going to be for you. This is going to be fun. So, but we're going to put this on sale sometime, probably this real soon. So just hang on.
Raw milk from grass-pastured cows or goats was a staple in the diet of mankind all over the world for thousands of years. In the early 1900s, Dr. Porter had his patients get on raw milk and colostrum as a fast for 48 weeks to help them heal. The results were amazing. Dr. William Campbell Douglas wrote The Milk Book to chronicle the many amazing miracles people have had from drinking only raw milk and water for 1 to 3 months. Dr. Ron Schmidt wrote The Untold Story of Raw Milk, which discloses the real reason why healthy, fresh, raw milk that people drank for thousands of years without ill effect all of a sudden in the 1940s was mandated to be heat sterilized. Milk from grass-pastured cows that is hormone and antibiotic free, when properly processed, can confer many health benefits to the body. We believe One World Way delivers some of milk's miraculous properties via our technological enhancements. You can click on the One World Way banner ad and order right here at OneRadioNetwork.com. That's OneRadioNetwork.com.
know the source.
The source.
OneRadioNetwork.com.
She's gone again and left me here without one tender word. Why did she make my love seem absurd? I may be the fool, but I loved her in every way. Each and every day she's gone, skies are gray. She's gone again.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com.
Don Joe, the Dean Martin of Hawaii. That'll make you grab one of those drinks with a umbrella in it, won't it? She's gone away. In the night, oh, down. Pretty song, though. Well, 888-663-6386, email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Yeah, that'll turn you to drinking some noni. You know, you here, drink that. Some Hawaiian honey or something. It's October 20, 2017. Okay, Don, you know, what you got? Wait. Oh, okay, well.
She's gone again.
But I can still. Well, I would just walk out on the beach, Don, and see if you can cut one out of the herd there. There's one for you. See? She's cute. Fine. Okay, 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Have you ever been to Hawaii this lifetime? If you visit, whoa. It's pretty much the bomb, you know. It's just the movies and pictures don't really do it justice of the vibes. The vibes out there are just quite amazing. Just people walking around, a lot of flip-flops, coconuts, fresh fruit, and not a lot of traffic. No, they don't do a lot of traffic. I guess at Honolulu they have their share. And actually on the one island, the island of Kauai, there's only one road that goes around the whole island, and it goes all the way up to the North Shore up in Hanalei Bay, where Puff the Magic Dragon, remember that one? Puff the Magic Dragon. They had something there about Hanalei Bay. So that can get pretty crowded because there's only one road. But you should treat yourself sometime and just go and visit a couple of islands. Great food and wonderful people. And just bring your shorts and One Radio Network tie-dye t-shirt, and you'll be good. Generally about 80 degrees, high 70s, 80 all the time. Pretty much rains every day for about an hour or so, or in the afternoon, take a nap. Flowers everywhere. It's paradise, just like the golden age used to be when we all lived in Lemuria, in the land of Mu. Remember that? When you don't remember we were at Mu? I love reading about the Golden Age when it was in a land of eternal spring. Think about that. Eternal spring. We all went through that at one point. And it was so perfect a temperature, people didn't even have homes. They just didn't kind of hang out and lay down and boom. Fruit and honey, that's what we had. We had honey and we had fruit and that's it. Pretty cool. Changed a lot since then, but hey, we're working on it. That's great. All right. Wow. Adam says, currently there are 1,459 satellites circling planet Earth. Rotating along with them are 170 million pieces of space debris. It's like the Clampets out there, right? It's the Clampets. Man, they're moving and grooving. She's gone away. I'll remember you. Here's an email from Bridie Mannion. That's a great name. It's the Bridie Mannion Show. I cannot listen this morning, but was hoping you would let us know about your Dr. Ellie protocol. I could listen to the podcast, how it's going for, how are you feeling? Will you continue? What kind of thing? That kind of thing. Sorry if it's been covered. From Bridie. I guess that's how you say the name. Bridie. The Dr. Ellie protocol is really, really interesting. It's a series of five different things in this order. Closest, Crest anti-cavity toothpaste. I know, don't gag. Listerine and ACT. ACT has some fluoride. Listerine is mostly essential oils, got some alcohol in it. Crest toothpaste is a little fluoride and some silica, not much of anything else. A few little blue colorings or something to make it blue. And Closest is pretty cool. It's chlorine dioxide, actually. It's a very mild form of miracle mineral supplement. There's a fellow in jail for selling that, Daniel. Whoops. I wonder how P&G got a patent on that thing, if that's... Well, now that happened. And then in between, you do xylitol. So say you do it in the morning, and then you eat, and then just do xylitol, and have xylitol 3-4 times a day, just pure xylitol. And that's the idea, and that helps to keep the microbiome happening in your mouthy. And then you do this again. And then don't floss, because she says most everyone have some little form of gum disease. And I would suspect most people do, unless you go to the, and you do that cleaning thing and you look at it and there's absolutely no gum recession, zero. And you look and they check and they got 0000. You know those little numbers, you ever have them do that? 0000000000. If you do, boy, whatever you're doing, keep doing it because you're doing good. So don't change. No. If that's your case, I wouldn't change anything. Don't care what you're doing. And there's a lot of benefits to it, she says, where you're really not, you're not killing off the microbiome happy soup. So all the happy soup bugs are living together, getting along, making babies, and keeping the bad guys, you know, in the closet, and keeping the good guys running around. And that's the basic idea. And then that the teeth get harder with the fluoride and without the bacteria, bad guys in control. And then the teeth turn more into diamond or glass. And that is where the real texture and the light shines through. And that's where the brightness and the pearly look. And that's when, I guess, where the term, your pearly whites, which is different from the bleaching and all the stuff that's going on, the whitening, which is really, Dr. Ellie says, is scratching the surface and making them look kind of white. But the white is a bit unnatural looking, as you can see if you look at the movie stars. They get into that whole bleaching thing. But the lighting and the movies are pretty good. So they, believe me, these lighting guys they're good. So if they see that movie stars, Tubi's looking unnaturally white with the light, they won't do it. That's the way they light the scene. So they're very good at it. because photographers like Sharon will tell you it's all about the lighting with the pictures, movies, everything. And lighting is huge. I mean, it just changes everything. You could have somebody who lights you well, make you look 10, 20 years more young or older just by the lighting, just by the lighting. That's why the movie stars get these lighting people Oscars, Academy Awards, so they take care of them. Give them an award. Anyway, so that's pretty much it. I haven't really found the need to floss, which is real strange after flossing your whole life. The closest just kind of seemed, and she doesn't like the whole flossing idea because if you take the theory that most people have the some kind of a bad guy's out of control when you floss, you just kind of spread things around, which makes sense. And also the damages the gum and doesn't allow them to heal. And what else? What else? Then the essential oils in the Listerine actually gets rid of the plaque. And I can't see any plaque on the inside of my teeth at all. It's just nuts. I mean, you can look down there in a mirror and say, well, there is no plaque down there, which is pretty interesting because I used to gather some plaque. And so I know she's onto something. I've talked to her several times off the record, kind of say, just to keep learning more and more about it. So we're going to see. I'll be taking that my next DNA test probably in I guess in a couple weeks, huh, here? Because then I think I'm due to go in to see Dr. Nunley beginning of November. And I'm probably not going to have him clean my teeth. I'm just going to have him look at it and just say, do I need to get my teeth clean? Because I don't even like the idea of them scraping stuff on my mouth and all that. And it was really interesting because the last couple of years I started to get to the point where I really didn't want to do that anymore. Isn't that interesting how these things happen? And I actually began to separate. I used to get teeth cleaning every 6 months, and then I said, I'm just going to do it once a year. I just, you know, as nice as the people are at Dr. Nunley's, it's great, and they got all this ozone, and it was cool. But I got to the point I just didn't want to do it that much. I'm curious how these things all happen at the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no accidents. You know, it's all happening in the Nowsville. So we'll see. I'm going to do the little DNA thing, and we'll see how the whole DNA things turn out. And then also, I'll have them check my gums, and we'll take a look at the last time. I think it's been a year or so, and see if they've improved from there. I've got some in the side and the back, up in the upper side and way in the back. You can see a little bit of gum recession, but it sure looks like it's getting less, but may very well just be my imaginary. Come on and join me. I'm just here by myself here, just talking. A lot of you listening. Come on and join us. Say hi. 888-663-6386. If you like to, I have my little Akvija book here. If you want to get some ideas about your incarnation this lifetime. Once again, this is just back of the envelope kind of stuff, but it's kind of fun. You might enjoy reading it. I'll give you whatever month you were born, and also tell you what metals and also what jewels you might be good for you to wear for your month, for your birth month, if you like. But you got to call to do that. 888-663-6386. And if you're a first time caller, you don't have to be a first time to get my little back of the envelope Ekvija thing. I'm doing a kind of honor of the Golden Age starting this weekend. But if you are first time, we'll give you a tie-dyed t-shirt. Tie-dyed t-shirt. One radio network. Jabadoo. Need a drink, Harold. Got a computer that keeps buzzing. ears are so sensitive. I hear everything. It's like, wow. It's really curious how I found this happened so many times. Or I've, how can I put this? Oh, I've had this idea about maybe doing something to improve my health a little bit, a particular little thing. You know, I'm always kind of working to take my health to another level, right? Younger, stronger, you know, better sleep, better, you know, just we'll keep moving forward. It's just like my passion this lifetime. I came in here because I'm writing about it. I got two drafts of a book, and I think I'm going to start on the third to rewrite it again. But I've learned so much in writing the book and getting all this information on the other planes and translating it and transcribing it. So I'm not even writing it. I don't know where it's all coming from, but it's just coming from somewhere, and I just write it down. It's going to be difficult to even put my name on it. Probably put it on there. The author, unknown. Anyway. I've often found that by making a move forward on the outer, things change to an extent where the outer movement is not even needed. An example of that is, let me see, recently, I was playing around and since I came from a family that had a whole lot of thyroid karma. Mom had a goiter. My second oldest sister, or youngest sister rather, she got her thyroid nuked. She had the hyper thing. They called it Graves' disease. And God love her, she didn't know better. And she just kind of nuked her thyroid. Brother, low thyroid. Grandma had a little bit of thyroid, second oldest sister, sisters with some kind of a, so we had a lot of thyroid kind of karma coming in, but I never really thought much about it. I think my thyroid's really have been very blessed with it being pretty balanced out, but I've had periods, in the winter here where my feet's got more cold. I said, well, it's not, you know, I should get a little, and I've taken my body temperature and, lower than what they would say normal on the Broda Barnes thing, sometimes down to 96 and change, or low 97s. And they want you to be in the Broda Barnes, what is it, 97.5 and above, something like that. So so I like the Edgar Cayce iodine, the one that we promote from from Phil Thomas. I think it's the best. I just knowing Phil and knowing what Edgar Cayce knew, and I think it's the only real atomized iodine out there, talking to Phil and what happened. And it's called the Iodine Source, and it's on our website. You can scroll down there and click on it, and it's very inexpensive. And I hear people taking all these huge amounts. I mean, didn't Ken say he took like 100 drops or something the other day? Do you remember, Lynn, what he said? Or do we have it on the show page? Would you check the show page? Did you put that on there, Lynn? Did you catch that? Well, Ken, if you did, that'd be great. Let me know. Lynn's taking notes. She's great. She's up in Nebraska. He said this crazy amount. Well, there's no way, knowing what I have felt. Now, maybe Ken's different, or maybe, I don't know, maybe he needs that much iodine, or maybe some people do. But you'd have to carry me away in a gurney if I did that many drops. So I don't think the people I think, let me see, put it this way. I think that the people who've not really experienced the aggrecase iodine don't really know. Tony talks about Lugol's, then he mentions nascent. Nascent is, they claim it's aggrecase iodine, but I don't really think it is. They changed the methodology, Ken says. Anyway, so I'm thinking about a week ago, I don't know, maybe 10 days ago. I think what I'll do is, maybe it happened when I talked to Ken. I don't know. You know me, time, I don't do time. Then I'm just going to start taking maybe really double or triple it. If I did 10 drops in the morning, I was doing maybe 10 drops on my wrist. I don't like to take it internally. I think it's, my own personal opinion, it can mess up the microbiome in your stomach and stuff like that. So I'm not going to take it internally. So I just do like 10 drops on my wrist and rub it together so you got the two wrists. And that's where they do, they have the ladies take the bioidentical hormones, right? So must absorb right there. Oh, here's Lynn says, Ken did say he was taking 100 drops. Thanks, dear. Wow, 100 drops of whatever iodine he's taking. And he said he's got this souped up iodine that's really cool and all that. But I would conjecture, and I love Ken, he's cool. I just don't think that whatever they have is anywhere near the strength of this. I mean, he's got a whole way to take it. Phil has it. You want to start with one or two drops and work your way up. So anyway, even before that, about a couple weeks ago, I heard about a lady by the name of Carol Borman. She's a naturopathic doc, and we've got her scheduled for, when did you got her scheduled for? The 30th, okay, which would be a week from Monday. And she knows a lot about the thyroid, so we thought we'd have her on. People, there's a lot of thyroid stuff going on because of planet Earth things, you know. You know how it is, yeah. And I read some of her stuff, and she wrote about this pure natural thyroid piggy stuff that you can get in Thailand or Cambodia on the cheap. And I don't know if you know this, but NatureThyroid is out of stock as we speak. You can't even get it. I have a whole theory of what's going on with that. I think this has all been an optical collusion for the boys who want to sell you the synthetic stuff. But I know somebody who's on the NatureThyroid, and she wanted to get some more, and they said, oh, we're back ordered. And I've heard that you can't even buy it right now, but that may have changed since I've last talked to her. So I thought, well, that's pretty weird. So anyway, but there is a place that you can get this natural pig thyroid. And I think it has all the T1, T3, but it's just a pig stuff, right? Just pig stuff. Just a piggy stuff. So I thought, well, I'll just order some of this. And I mean, I'll just get a razor blade and take a little, maybe a quarter of one, and just, because I'm real sensitive, I'll just see if my body temperature goes up a little bit. So I ordered about 10 days ago. Should be here in about a week or 10 days. But this was what I was talking about when you make a move in planet Earth, how things happen. So after I did that, then I thought, well, you know, what's up with that? Everybody, Tony Pantelaresco says, and Adam's even talked about oranges. And so I start doing some oranges. He said oranges in the morning, oranges at night will help your thyroid. So I start doing oranges 9 to 11, right after I get off the air. And then about a week ago, 10 days ago, I start really ponying up on the thyroid. Do you know my body temperature's gone up? It's crazy. I mean, it's gone up, I would say, over half a degree already in the morning. Wow. Just with oranges and oranges and iodine. So what I'm saying on this idea of I ordered this stuff, so I probably won't even take one now. By the time I get it, my body temperature will probably be more normal, you know, 98 in the morning. And when you're walking around, 98.6 or 98 in that range. So I'll probably have a whole bottle of thyroid that I can, pig thyroid, that I can share with people if they need it. But then interesting how that happened, how you do something and then you know what I'm saying? You make a move, you kind of tell the universe, well, I'm gonna do this. I'd still like to get this thing working fine, but that would have been a last choice for me, only because I don't think, I could be very wrong. I haven't heard of a lot of people who have taken the pig thyroid, and I think it's very safe. I'm not discouraging you to do that at all. I think you could do it the rest of your life, and you'd be fine, and lived 120, and who cares? I don't want to do it that way. I would rather see if I can get the body to do it on its own, and then I don't become dependent on even a little piggy. This little piggy went to the market. That's just me, but that doesn't mean, but if you're doing nature, you're fine. I wouldn't worry about it. Just take it. But I like to do, I like to see what you can do with these bodies on their own, just with food and iodine is a supplement too. I mean, but I would suspect with iodine, you could get to the point where you'd be taking less and less and less. And you can tell just the way you feel and just your body temperatures if you need more, right? So that's my iodine thyroid story so far. So if you're going to need some piggy thyroid, just email me and I'll send you some.
Hey, Patrick. Peter from Rhode Island. How you doing?
Rhode Island, is that state up there in the northeast?
I was off the sulfur for a while because I was traveling and I just fell away from it. And then for the past 3 or 4 days, I've been taking it again. And my dreams are like through the roof. It's sort of like I can't wait to fall asleep to dream. It's just crazy dreams. I mean, they're all sort of creative and wonderful, but the vivid dreams are just, I'd forgotten how vivid, you know, your dreams are when you're taking this stuff. And I hadn't been for, I don't know, 2 weeks or something like that. And then all of a sudden, for the past 3 days, I've been taking it again. And it's just like, whoa, that's cool. I really enjoy it. So,
that's great. Now, we can't guarantee that your dream experiences, which we believe are real as this, are going to be fun, creative, vivid, and all the rest of it like Peter. But even if it does nothing else, sulfur, and we know it does, understanding your dreams, remembering them more clearly would be worth the price of admission. You can click and order Pure Organic Sulfur right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously, a caller from California talked about the wildfires and the rebounder.
She was talking about our issues with the wildfire smoke here and our lymph nodes backing up. But your rebounder, that really, I think, has been very helpful, just going and doing like you said you do. You bounce a couple of minutes every hour or so. I really feel like that has benefited me quite a bit in getting the lymph flowing around, because we're both real active. We're runners and cyclists, and with the smoke, you don't want to go out and suck a lot of that deep into your lungs, so it's really nice to have that available to just go a little, bounce a couple minutes every hour to help move things around. And you can feel it. I mean, to me, when I start noticing that the back of my head's getting kind of plugged up and I can feel, you know, my neck tightening up and that kind of stuff, I just go down there and I hop on it and bounce for 2 or 3 minutes, and I can really feel the flow just start moving again.
Yes, these are really nice units. Lifetime warranty, too. The Rebound Air Rebounder, you can click and order on the front page of our website. And $339 delivered, continental U.S. Live outside of there, just email me and we'll work it out. Click and order, front page, the Lifetime Warranty Rebound Air Rebounder, OneRadioNetwork.com.
Hello, Laura, love. What are you doing there, then?
I'm burying my goldfish.
Oh, dear, what a shame. Still, it's only a goldfish, I suppose, isn't it? But why are you digging such a big hole, you silly thing?
Because it's inside your cat.
know the source.
The source.
OneRadioNetwork.com. OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
That's terrible. I can't believe I played that. Okay, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. It's open phone Friday. I can tell you about the month you were born and maybe some of my theories about your incarnation this lifetime, if you'd like to call me. 888-663-6386. 888-663-6386. And new callers get a new t-shirt. It's brand new. It's never been worn. I mean, I could wear it for you if you want for a while and put some Kabbalah Metonic on it, but you probably wouldn't want that. But it's a tie-dye t-shirt. I think we're going to bring those back into vogue. I started wearing some white Levi's. I was at Gap a few months back. And boy, I wore white jeans for a long time. I really like them. Of course, they get quite dirty, but kind of fun. Let's see. Lynn's got an update on the thyroid. She stays on top of this stuff. Nature Thyroid's manufacturer built a new manufacturing facility because of the increased demand. My pharmacy just got a new shipment of 1-grain pills. Hold on 1 second. Be right there. 1-grain pills to fill my prescription. They're getting it back online. The Thailand Thyroid is called Thyroid S. Yeah, Thyroid S is also another brand from Thailand. And Ms. Borman says this is exactly the same thing as Nature Thyroid, the Thailand Thyroid S. And I think you can get it, the Thyroid S, through Amazon.ca in Canada. That's where I bought mine. Amazon.ca. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi,